getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And the one question I have at this point in the show, how the heck did another week go by already? I mean, holy moly. Time for another Oompa Hour already. I feel like I just did this like 5 minutes ago. It's been an entire week already. Where's time going? Yikes. Well, it's a good thing I got a stack of polka records ready to go. And I got all the stuff warmed up and things are humming right along. Despite the fact that we're in the midst of a wet spell. I wanted to say drippy or something, or drizzly, and I couldn't, the words were not coming to me, man. Anyway, yeah, it's kind of gloomy outside, but I'll warm things up with some hot dancing music here. Let's start out this week with the Bob Szymanski Orchestra, and here's one y'all know, it's the Peanuts Polka. See, you were dancing already, and that was the first song of the show, for Pete's sake. That's another week of great old-time music here in the old Oompa Hour like we do every week. Glad you're along for another week. I got the John Jeske Band over here on turntable number one. As y'all know, I always start the show at turntable number two because you read left to right, so number two is on the right. But I'm right-handed, so I always start the right turntable first. There's logic in everything if you look hard enough, I'm telling you. There's John Jeske and the John Jeske Band. Convenient that that worked out. And this is cleverly titled the Accordion Polka Medley. Thank you.
polka. Here's one called the Kit Kat Polka. Here's a polka called Accordiana. The Just Because Polka.
Somebody get the fire extinguisher. We got to cool down that accordion. Holy moly. There's John Jeske and the John Jeske Band, cleverly titled the Accordion Polka Medley, because I'd be, I'd be worried if it was like the French horn polka medley. That would probably not be good. Now I'm going to get letters from French horn players. Oh, man, it's the Oompa Hour underway. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum quick while I'm thinking about it. Check them out. Online, if you're going to be in the area there in Superior, Wisconsin, you could by all means pay them a visit. Check their website or give them a call to be sure they're going to be open when you're going to be around. They have varying hours this time of year. 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display. Heavy on the whatnot, too, by the way. And all sort of related materials, historical materials, music, data, advertising, knickknacks, bric-a-brac, mementos. Memorabilia. I'm trying to think all the good words. And I already used bric-a-brac, so there can't be any good words left. Anyway, they're like the headquarters of the fount of knowledge of accordions. World of Accordions Museum. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them, okay? worldofaccordions.org. Check them out. Johnny Vadnal and the band. And who's going to love ya?
Back again, but darling, even though our parting makes me blue, I wish the best of luck to you. although I can't help wondering who, yes, who.
Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand? Who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone? You, who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand? Who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone?
There you go, Johnny Vatnell there. Who's going to love you here on Tim's Hoopa Hour? It's your old-time oldies show, back for another week, another hour of great polka music here for you on the show this week. I noticed you knew that had to be a good record because the address for the record company is Chicago 23, Illinois. It's before we had zip codes, man, so you know it's good stuff. I'm going to use a Frank Yankovic record for our 78 of the week coming up here in a little bit. And I feel like that's cheating because just about everything Frank ever did has been re-released on a 45 or an album somewhere along the way, I think. But I stumbled on a 78 and I don't recall the title, so I don't know if I have it or if I've played it or if I might play it in another 3 years or whenever. But I don't care. Our 78 of the week is going to be Frank Yankovic. It was going to be Babe Wagner, but the Babe Wagner record I found, I pulled it out of the sleeve and boy, has that baby got to be washed like in the sink before I play that one. So maybe next week we'll get that one going. There's Stan Jarrett and the Delmonts. And the now this, how do you interpret this title? It's the Red Hot Pants Polka. Or is it the Red Hot Pants Polka? See, there needs to be a comma in this title. It's either the Red Hot Pants Polka or the Red Hot Pants Polka. I don't know, Stan Jarrett and the Delmonts. You figure it out.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. There's Stan Jerich and the Delmonts and the Red Hot Pants Polka. Or the Red Hot Pants Polka. I can't decide on that one. Anyway, it's right here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. This happens every darn week. So I'm glad you found some time to tune in or listen in or stream in or however you got in. You are welcome to be here. If you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, get in touch with the Oompa Hour. Any of multiple ways you can call and leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. Okay, in case you're scrambling for a pencil, that was 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. Any of those ways will get you in touch. It's just so simple. It's not like the old days when you had to stand on a hill with those flags and spell stuff out. I remember learning to do that in Boy Scouts. Well, that was kind of cool at the time. And now, like 60 years later, I have yet to have the need to spell things out with flags standing on a hill. Not only that, I don't carry signaling flags in the car. So if I needed to, I can't anyway. Oh, man, who thinks of this stuff? There's the Frank Gutowski Trio. I don't know. It sounds like more than three guys to me. And I apologize up front for the singing voice at the end. I ain't got no time. All right, there you go, Frank Gutowski's Trio. Ain't got no time. Ain't got no voice, apparently. I don't know. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing out there, anyway? Oh, it's been a wild week, like always here at the old Oompa Hour headquarters. I'm telling you, what is it with little kids? My grandson had kindergarten last year. He turned six over the summer. He seems like he's, like, grown up, like, 3 years. He's, like, got way taller, and he's way heavier, and he's smarter than me. I don't know what we're going to do with him. And he knows how to sit down in here. He's six now. He can sit right down in here and run all the controls and the mixer and everything. And, heck, he could probably do the show for me if he could read the names of the songs. Oh, I should have him come and do part of the show with me one week. That would be interesting, I think, huh? Are we ready to waltz? I know I normally get a little further into the show before I waltz, but I think we're going to waltz. Waltzers, are you ready? I have Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers, and the Winkert Sisters are handling the singing. If you're familiar with Fritz's records, you're familiar probably with the Winkert Sisters, who sing on several of them. Here's Tell Me Tomorrow.
To hear, dear, it's such a beautiful June night. You might be fooled by the moonlight. Kiss me tomorrow, just like tonight. That's all I'm pleading for. Then I'll believe that you love me, and I'll be yours evermore. Pleading for, then I'll believe that you love me, and I'll be yours evermore.
There's some fancy harmony there. Winkert Sisters singing with Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Every week, you know, this kind of thing happens. I sit down with a stack of great old-time records, and I play them. So I'm glad you're able to join in along with, because otherwise I'm just playing them to myself, which is kind of fun, but it's always more fun to share. Ever since I was a little kid, one of my goals in life is to make people listen to my records. It is. I did it when I was a little kid. My sister was like 2, and I was like 5, you know, and she'd be in her playpen or her little kid bouncy chair thing. And Mom would put her in the dining room by me and my record player, and I'd make her listen to records. So, and I've been doing that ever since to people. When you're on the radio, you're making people listen to your records, aren't you? There's the Brass release. It's the Feather in the Hat Polka.
Shut up.
All right, there you have it there. That's the brass release of the Feather in the Hat Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck are you doing this week anyway, huh? Oh, man, work is pooping me out this week. I got a lot of people on vacation. And, you know, I do the morning radio show, and I've been filling in doing the morning news all this week. And then next week, we got a guy that's off 2 days. And then the next week, we got a guy that's gone a week. And I just go in and do extra stuff and fill in for people. And granted, it's kind of fun, but it's also kind of exhausting. I feel like it's past my nap time now. I don't know. You ready for the Kapuzer Polka? Sure you are. On North Star Records, it's Art Fitch and his Polka Dots. Yeah, that's the Kapuzer Polka and Art Fitch and his Polka Dots on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show back with it again for another week. Great old-time records on the show like we do each and every week. Glad you're along doing the thing here. I have Art Perko's orchestra. Normally, I play the other side of this one because I play the Peanuts Polka by Art Perko because I really like their version of the Peanuts Polka. But I already played the Peanuts Polka today, didn't I? Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was our first record of the show. See, that was so long ago, I forgot already. So I didn't want to play that same song again, so I'm playing the flip side, which is also a good song. Here's Art Perko's orchestra and Perko's Polka. We'll be right back. There you go, Art Perko's orchestra. That's Perko's polka. How appropriate here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's Roll Time Oldie Show. Won't be long here. I'll be getting our 78 of the week up here. I'll probably work on that maybe a song or two from now. I got Frank Yankovic over here on a good old Columbia 78, so stand by for that. Let's do Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, shall we? It's the Old Box Polka. They have Johnny Pecan and the orchestra with the Old Box Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And what do we got going on here? I got Albert Mikish of the orchestra. You say Mikish or Mikish? Albert Mikish, Albert Mikish, Albert Mikesh. Oh, man, I've narrowed it down to one of three ways now, which means two of those are wrong. There's the Blackberry Polka. Thank you. There you have the Blackberry Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, while you were enjoying that record, I was over here shifting the turntable into 78 and switching out to the special needle that you got to use for playing 78s. And I think we're ready to roll. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks here doing the Pretty Polly Polka. And this is our 78 of the week. It was probably reissued on a 45 or an LP somewhere. I don't think I've had it. Have it on any vinyl, just the shellac of this 78 RPM Columbia record. Let's wind her up to speed here and let her rip.
Under Polly's window you can hear the noise, you can hear the boys all shout. Under Polly's window how they hang around, hoping she'll give in and hurry out. They don't ask the other girls to join the fun, even when the moon is high. The others may be wittier, but Polly's so much prettier, that's why the boys all cry. Pretty Polly, pretty Polly, won't you come and dance the polka with me? Pretty Polly, pretty Polly, when we're dancing, I'm as proud as can be. Oh, by golly, pretty Polly, can't you hear the happy song? What a jolly polka, it's a pretty Polly polka, come and dance the whole night long.
Good to have a big finish there, Frank Yankovic and the Yanks, and the Pretty Polly Polka. There's our 78 of the week here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show with Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra now, which is odd because normally it's with the Lucky Harmony Boys, you know. Here's the 7 days without you, Polka.
Seven days and seven nights without you makes a week of a loneliness for me. How I try to get along without you, but it seems that you were meant for me. With me, my darling, I like the way you hold me in your arms. I just can't forget your tender kisses. I just can't forget your lovely charm. 7 days and 7 nights without you. Oh, my darling, how I miss you so. Please come back and let us start all over. When you do, I'll never let you go.
All right, 7 days without you. Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record I don't play very often, but I play it every now and then simply because the guy doing it around here is a legend. His name's Bobby Arrow, and he's from up in northern Minnesota, and we're pretty north, but he's even norther than us. And he was, anyway. His son is up there now. And, of course, he invented his own language. He's Finnish. And he invented his own language called Finglish. And he used it in his radio shtick up in Ely, Minnesota for quite a long time. And he even went to Finland to do a live show. And I think this was recorded at the show in Finland. And it's a song about Highway Number 7. And it is a highway. I go about 3 miles up the road here, and I can hang a left on Highway Number 7, also known as the Scenic Highway. And so this is kind of dedicated to that anyway. And it claims that this is a Shottish. I make no promises, but I do like to throw this one in every now and then. For the locals around here listening to the show, they remember Bobby Arrow, and they remember the Highway Number 7 song, so here it is.
Well, here we go with another couple of 2-3 minutes needle scratching. Here's the ghost now. When I'm feeling pretty high from the gully I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway known as Number 7. And then the kappakas all close tight, I do the only thing that's right. I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway known as Number 7. If you ever come and visit, there's one thing you will see. 15 blonde-headed Finnish kids that look exactly like it me. I feed them kala mojakka, sometimes reese grüni purova, in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as Number 7. So I do about it, hey, boy, guy, yeah. It's a one-room shanty with a trail in the back leading to the resting room. And there's a sauna there where I change underwear every June. My Minnie and my mother-in-law, you'll see, beating the dickens out of me in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as Number 7. Not the yks, kaks, kolme, or the nelje, viis, kuus, but the highway Number 7. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my, Bobby Arrow. Everybody listening here in northern Minnesota knows that guy and knows that record. And for the rest of you, look it up. It'll blow your mind. There's a great documentary one of the TV stations did around here a few years ago. And it's quite amusing. I'm trying to figure out why I don't have a sleeve to put this record into. Wait a minute, time out here. I maintain an orderly, organized show, and I'm lying. There, got that handled. He had a color sleeve on it that would have put him in the Polish music section, and that would be wrong for a man who's singing Finglish, right? Right. Wow, time is going fast. What the heck is going on here? I look at the clock, and we only got a few minutes left on the show. A couple more records, probably. All right, we got the Dynatones coming up. Hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right, let's see what we can sneak in here on the show yet this week. I think you get a couple more records, maybe three if we're lucky. The thing I hate is when they make records, they don't know how long the record is on the label. You know, they put the name of the band and the producer and the publisher and the record number and the side A and the side B and the record company and who wrote the song in low parentheses and all this other gibberish on there. But they don't tell you how long it is. How's a disc jockey supposed to work with that anyway? Here are the Dynatones and the Where Were You Polka.
Jasnym ranem si chłopłodce mamy nie łobudzę. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Gdzieś ty był, Jasieńku, do rana? Gdzieś ty był? Pyta się go mama, czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Kłocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona. Dziewczyna, mówi, że mnie kłocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona.
And there you have the Dynatones and the Where Were You Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Every week this happens. Make note of where you're listening, whether you're listening to a radio station or a web stream or a download or a podcast or wherever the heck it might be, because the same thing with a different stack of records is going to happen again next week. So I think it'd be really swell if you were able to join me, all right? Eddie Habat and the orchestra are going to wrap things up with the Old Country Wedding. Thank you. you go, Eddie Habat and his Polka Orchestra and the Old Country Wedding. And you know what made that song extra special good? Is it was scratchy. That's because it has authentic patina. Because as you know, every song you hear on the Oompa Hour comes from a phonograph record. Used to be all 45s and LPs. And then a few months ago, we started throwing in a 78 of the week. So we get a little shellac spinning around here every now and then, too. And I look at the old clock on the wall and it says, yeah, get the heck out of here. So I'm going to skedaddle. Well, I'm already working on a stack of records for next week. So I plan to meet you right here. Same bat time, same bat channel, and we'll do it again, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. And that famous quote, I shall return. We'll see you next week. Do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.